Hello guys. Hey. Welcome to TGIM. Thank God it's Monday. The one and only star girl Diola. So guys, I know. Last I haven't uploaded any podcast for like two episodes now. I've missed two episodes. Two good episodes. I am sorry guys. I legit have a reason for not being able to upload on my podcast for the past 2 weeks, 2 Mondays. So, where do I start from? October hasn't been a really nice month to me, and I would love to go ahead and even say to the whole nation or to the youth of the nation. So, I'll just say this year, October 20th, 2020, that was a month and 10 days ago, Nigerian army opened up fire at the Lekki toll gates. They shot at peaceful protesters that were protesting against police brutality and against SARS, and it has been a trying period for me because it has made me realize that in Nigeria, I don't want to say we don't operate a democratic society, but it's not so democratic anymore. Because how do I get killed for protesting peacefully, for exercising my right to protest? So guys, that is why I didn't upload any podcast. I just felt like, nah, this isn't the time. A lot of people, including myself, were actually not ready emotionally. I wasn't ready to come out there and just talk. I just really wanted to be silent. So there you go. I hope you have accepted my apology. So in respect to the happenings on the 20th of October at the Lekki toll gate, Lagos State, I am going to pay a 1 minute silence tribute to the dead. I hope they rest in peace. This is to our fallen heroes. You will never be forgotten. We know what we saw. We saw peaceful Nigerians singing the national anthem and holding the national flag, the Nigerian flag, getting shot at. And we will not rest till there's justice, until these souls are being accounted for. So guys, on a lighter note, today is the last Monday in the month of November, and it remains, I don't know how to explain how fast this year has been. It's been slow and fast at the same time, because I cannot wrap my head around the fact that we are counting down to the end of the year. So 2020 has been beautiful. At the same time, has been all shades of emotions I've just been running through this year. So I want to give a major shout out to Nigerian artists that have actually thought to themselves to give us gingers. You know, these artists dropped albums and EPs at the time that they weren't sure how the world was going to react to these albums or these EPs. They just put it out there. And I am not going to, I'm not going to be the one to how do I say that? I'm not going to be the one that is going to diminish their efforts or like to make it look as if they didn't do it. I know it has been 100% from them, and I appreciate them. To every Nigerian artist who brought out any form of art this year, it's a major shout out to you. This year has been beautiful musically in Nigeria. We have had a lot of artists drop albums and EPs this year that almost I can't even finish counting it. I have a list here with me of Nigerian artists, Nigerian albums that have come out this year. This year alone, we've had a number of albums drop. Ha! I have a list here of about, let's just say, 14 albums. I know there is more, but these are the 14 albums that are 14 albums that I am aware of. Okay, there's Burna Boy dropped his album this year, Twice as Tall. Omalay dropped 2 EPs this year. Ha! Davido, A Better Time. Whiskey dropped an album this year. Male, Made in Lagos. Fireboy, DML, dropped an album this year. Then there was an album from Kiss Daniel, another one from Reminisce. Chike dropped an album this year. Boo of the Bullets. Thames dropped an EP this year. Oxlade dropped an EP this year. Olamide dropped an album this year. Tiwa Savage, Randy Cole, and Adekunle Gold dropped an album this year. DJ Copy dropped an album this year. And there was a surprise album from someone that I did not expect to even have anything to do with music, which is Basket Mouth. He dropped it on us like it is actually hot. Honestly, when I saw Basket Mouth album, I was like, I don't understand how did it come about, but the album is so beautiful. So I'm just going to tell you my fave albums, and I'm going to say a little something about them, just so you know. I have listened to majority of the albums on this list, but I have my own personal favorite. So this is a disclaimer, guys. See, these things I'm about to tell you, or these things I'm about to talk about, is just my opinion, just my own private opinion. No, please and please don't come and drag me. I beg in the name of God, please. I use God, I beg you. I don't want to be dragged today. I beg you, please. This is just me talking from my heart. This is Olamide's mind, okay, guys? I'm not trying to discredit or compare any artist, because I don't know how else to beg Nigerians. Please, I beg you. God bless you. Thank you. So, my personal favorite albums are Twice as Tall from Burna Boy, Get Laid, that was the first EP from Omalay. The reason why the second EP is on my favorite list is because I haven't really had time to listen to this new EP, but from what I've seen and heard, it has been I think it has been actually dope. Another of my favorites is A Better Time from Davido, and also Made in Lagos from Wizkid. I also personally love Olamide's album Cape Dem, Abi Cap Dem or Cape Dem, I don't know how to pronounce it, but I personally love the album. I also love Oxlade's EP, which is Oxygen. Boo of the Bullets, ha, that album did me strong thing. Like my brother would say, nah, Chike give this album, and nah, God give Chike this album. Like that album was just it. Also, I loved Apollo from Fireboy DML, and I'm just going to tell you reasons why I love them. I loved this album. These albums made my year. I'll start from Burna. Listen, Burna Boy did it on this album. Burna Boy came through on this album. See, guys, I don't know how to explain it. That album, when I first listened to it, I won't lie to you, I wasn't feeling the vibes. I was just listening to it like I'm listening to it, but after time, when I listened, it was just on repeat. Like for months, guys, I couldn't get over the fact that these songs are real. I personally, when I was planning this podcast, I found it really hard to pick a favorite or like to talk about, okay, this is my favorite song. Honestly, I loved all of the songs from that album. The album is real, honestly. Burna Boy brought energy. He brought energy from all sides on that album. My personal favorite, however, this took a lot of time to think about, but my personal favorite are Real Life. I love Real Life. That is the song featuring Stormzy. That song, the lyrics, the sound, just the vibes, just amazing. Just really, I love it. I love the lyrics most especially. It's a song that encourages me every time not to give up and keep pushing, and that Real Life is worth living at the end of the day. I also love Bank On It. Bank On It is another song that it's just a song that I just vibe to. Like, I just sit down in my house and I vibe to it. And then I also love Nofi Vex. I like Nofi Vex because I can relate this to the song on so many levels. Like, I can relate to it. I feel that way sometimes. Like, you know what, it's not like I have any hatred for anybody, but sometimes we drift apart because we have things we are doing, and you cannot come and be vexing for me. You did my head, you did my heart, bro, and you did my head, bro. But sometimes, nah, we just have different things going on in our lives, and it's okay if we drift apart. You cannot come and be vexing. You cannot come and be vexing for me. Then I also love Oyinka, that's Baby. I don't know, that beat, I just like the beat. Before I forget, this soundtrack you are listening to is from one of my favorite songs from Apollo, the album. It's called Lifestyle. Okay, so guys, that's from Burna, Twice as Tall. Omale, honestly, I love all the songs from that EP, from Lololo to Damn to Yeah 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 to Bad Influence to You. I just love the sound on that album. I do not want to pick a favorite because I do not have a favorite, actually. Davido, ha guys, if you know me well, you know I actually like Davido. I like his sound, I like his vibes, I like the fact that he's an hard worker and you can get it in his like music. Like, he always gives it to us 100 in all sense. So I really love this album from him. A Better Time, my favorite songs. Everything is my favorite. I don't even know, but at the end of the day, when I was thinking, I thought for like a whole lot of times, I was just thinking that, okay, what's my favorite song? I think it will still be Tanana featuring Tiwa Savage. I love the sound, I love the vibe, I love the fact that two of them's voices blended in so well and so beautifully. I also loved Maybe by featuring Mo. I've forgotten his name. Muji. I'm sorry, guys, but I love that song. I love the sound, I love the vibe, I love every damn thing about that song. Mujiz, yeah, Maybe, Davido featuring Mujiz. I love that song. I also have many other songs that I love, and I just like the album, sharp. And one thing I like about Davido's album is the energy that comes from that album. You can literally feel it if you are playing that album on a speaker. Omo, the speaker's drum, that thing that isn't bang, it can blow off because there's so much energy coming from producers to Davido himself, to all the artists that he featured on the album, including Nicki Minaj. Nicki, why won't you just like the album? So I also Olamide's album, God, that album, actually I think that is still my favorite album of 2020, because that album came out during the time of protest, when we were protesting against NSAS, and at that time we were occupied with so many things, we didn't have time to, so I couldn't really listen to the album. So after the protest and everything, I started vibing to the album, and let me just tell you, if you have not heard the album, you are just sleeping on a long thing, because That album is a must hear, guys. You have to listen to that album, guys. My favorite songs on that album are just too much. I love Green Light. Green Light is like my number one, my top favorite. Green Light. I love Triumphant. It featured Bella Shmurda on Triumphant. I love Unconditionally featuring Peruzzi. I love all the songs. I love Do Better. I love Loading featuring Bad Boy Sims. I love all of the songs, but those are my favorites, yeah. Triumphant, Green Light, Unconditionally, Loading, and Do Better. I think I like Do Better too. So guys, let's move to Chike. Chike. You know, actually, I know many people won't believe, but Chike and me, we go a long way. Like, I've started listening to this guy's music since The Voice Nigeria, and let me just tell you, I did not expect that album. Like, my brother has said it like 4 times. Like, he said, now God give Chike this album, because that album is just too dope. Every sound on that album is godsend. It's like, it is the most beautiful thing. And I think this album dropped early 2020, so we all are home, and it was always on repeat for me, sure. Everywhere, every time, I was always repeating his albums, and honestly, I loved every damn track on that album, from track everything. I loved everything, but I can't even say okay, let me have a like favorite, because I loved everything. I loved every sound. If I were to choose one song that I really, really, really like, it would be hard for me, honestly. Chike did a good job on Draw of the Bullets. And accolades to him, man. Big shout out. I think this is his debut album, and it was mad. So it. So let me talk about Wizkid. Let me just slow down and talk about Wizkid for like a second. Wizkid's album, let me just tell you, Wizkid's album was or is the most beautiful sound I've heard this year. It has beautiful tracks. One thing I like about the album is that it's a chilled album. It's not an album that you dance to, like you have to dance to anything. It's just like, okay, I just want to chill. I just want to sit down and chill. That album is a must. Like, I recommend it. Like, my favorite tracks from that album is, okay, my favorite track is still True Love. I love that song. I vibe with it all the time. Like, at a point it was like my anthem. Like, I just liked it a lot. It was on repeat. I also love Ginger featuring Burna Boy. I loved Blessed and Essence featuring Tems. Also, I loved Piece of Me, which is featuring LMI. Wizkid did a good job on this album, I must tell you. Made in Lagos was really a blessing for 2020. Guys, I'm not lying to you. This year, I cannot even say, okay, let me choose a favorite album, because I would just be deceiving myself, because all these albums have advantages from all different, like, they have their own peaks, they have their own sounds, they have their own vibes. I get different vibes from all different albums, and I love the vibes I'm getting, so it will be hard to choose a favorite album. In fact, I cannot. That's just the truth. But before I will conclude by talking about Fire Boy's album. I talked about Twice as Tall, Get Laid, A Better Time, Oxygen. Oh, I've not talked about Oxygen. Hey, it's from Oxlade. Hey, like my baby will say, Oxlade. Oxlade dropped an EP early this year, and every damn song was a hit. I cannot even pick a favorite. I cannot even deceive you and myself that I should pick a favorite, because that would be a lie. I'm lying. I don't have a favorite. If I were to choose, one of my favorite songs. I cannot even choose, but I cannot. That's just the truth. I loved every sound from Oxlade. That's Oxygen. I love the sound. I loved O2. I love the way. I loved every damn track on that EP. I also talked about Olamide's album. I talked about Chike's album. I talked about Whiskey's album. Now I'm going to talk about Fireboy. F-I-R-E-B-O-Y. Fireboy. This boy came with fire this year. Oh, I no go lie you. That's Apollo, that album. In fact, there's no need to hype it. The album hypes itself. Like, there's no need for you to hype it. Every sound on that album is beautiful. Seriously. My favorite is still Champion Sha. I have a soft spot for Champion. I also love Spell. That's the one that featured the one they call. I like the way two of them's voice just sounds. So guys, let me not even prolong this podcast episode. I guess I don't want to. Why this episode is so long? Why is it so long? It's because I miss you people, and I feel like you guys have missed. I've missed you guys, and I just feel like talking and talking. But I'm just going to round up now, so you people will not curse for me early on Monday. That on Monday morning I'm wasting your time. So guys, this is a major shout out to Nigerian artists, everybody on this damn list that brought out an artwork this year. Major shout out to you guys. You did the work, you brought in the vibe, and we appreciate it. We love y'all. We see what you are doing, and we cannot just help it. We love you. Thank you so much. This is coming from Diola. Before I round up, guys, there's a brand I want you to check out on Instagram. This is a photographer, actually. Please, guys, check out TG Gold Studio. That is at Photographs by Cole. Cole, like C-O-A-L. So, guys, please check it out. Let me know. He has a lot of his work on his page. Please, guys, check it out. It's fucking affordable, guys. Please check him out. I just said the F word, though. I'm sorry. So please, guys, have a beautiful week. Go be blessed. Mwah. Kisses, love, and light from Diola. Peace.